Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get serious, finally, about one of the great crises that this country is enduring right now. It is very, very difficult to hear about the latest concerning the debt ceiling and the need to raise the debt ceiling to prevent some kind of economic catastrophe. It's difficult to hear all of that and not feel contempt for all of these people who simply cannot reach agreement on something that they need to reach agreement on, or it's going to have a terrible impact on you and me and everybody else out there who tries to earn a living and pay taxes and pay your mortgages and deal with an economy that isn't collapsing. This is insane. And it's stupid beyond belief. They're just now getting together for only their second debt ceiling meeting. And meanwhile, the president is planning to jet off to Asia. And why? Because there's a G7 meeting. It's very important. Can I tell you something? It is truly, truly completely blind to what the proper priority is. If the president has to say, excuse me, I can't make it for this very important G7 meeting, or I'll have to connect with Zoom or something like that, because I need to stay in the White House and negotiate with Speaker McCarthy and with Leader McConnell and other people of the other party. We have a two-party system in the United States. Joe Biden is not a dictator. He is a president in a constitutional republic. How do we keep that republic? Somebody who's been writing about that for a very long time and a very effective time, George Will, the extraordinarily distinguished and perceptive conservative columnist, is going to be joining us about shaking up today's stagnant party duopoly. And by the way, no better illustration of it than this situation with the debt ceiling. And just ahead of the second debt ceiling meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell signaled that he is still backing the House GOP. He is backing his own party, not the President of the United States. On what issue? On this fundamental issue that, for God's sake, you've got to raise the debt ceiling, and that means you're going to have to compromise. There needs to be some spending caps. There needs to be some permitting reform they're talking about. There needs to be something where the Republicans do what other Republicans have done, as the Republicans did working with Joe Biden in 2011. They had a similar crisis like this, but they worked through it without this idiot refusal of the President of the United States to participate in anything other than what he calls a clean debt ceiling rise. Here is Senator McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. This is the same day, because they're going into their meeting right now at the White House. This is Senator McConnell speaking on the Senate floor about where he stands. Clip 19.
I saw the American people sent a divided government to Washington. They chose to require that President Biden work with House Republicans on the most consequential issues. Now, the president has to make a choice of his own. Pretend the last election didn't happen, or sit down with the speaker and deal responsibly with our nation's debt. Time is of the essence. So for the second time, I'll be glad to sit in at the White House to support Speaker McCarthy and to urge President Biden to start operating in reality.
And the reality is, the Republicans, with what they passed in the House of Representatives, of course they know they're not going to get all of that. That's not going to all be approved by the Senate and signed by the President. But they need to get something. And other than that, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, actually spoke, I think, very effectively, trying to get the attention, and partially trying to get the attention of her own boss, who needs to come back to reality and forget about the foreign negotiations right now and focus on this. We have 16 days before June 1st, and it could actually be a couple of days before June 1st that they hit the default button and disaster happens. Here is Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, clip 17.
With global markets and American households and businesses need to see is that we have a Congress that's committed to paying the bills that we have incurred as a consequence of our legislation, that we're not a deadbeat country. Mm-hmm. And if Congress fails to do that, it really impairs our credit rating. We have to default on some obligation, whether it's treasuries or payments to Social Security recipients. That's something America hasn't done since 1789, and we shouldn't start now. So we've not discussed what to do if that doesn't occur with the president. Our focus is on getting it done.
Okay. She says it hasn't happened since 1789. What happened in 1789? The United States government began. One of the reasons that they held a constitutional convention, and they all came together to replace the Articles of Confederation with a working constitution, which has worked pretty wonderfully for the last going on 300 years. One of the reasons they did all of that is because they were having trouble paying off debts. And it was very clear, and it's something that certainly Hamilton understood as our first Treasury Secretary. So since 1789, which is when George Washington took the oath of office as the first president, and they established this government, we haven't defaulted. We have paid our debts. We have paid the money that was been promised and authorized. And the fact is that the Congress, and yes, the Congress had a slightly different makeup when they passed these various appropriations. Congress has already authorized this money. And here's the sad mention by Kevin McCarthy going into this meeting. He's worried about the other side and what they really want. Clip one.
It doesn't seem to me that's what they wanted. It just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not. They're not talking anything serious. And in the meantime, we just watched the CBO come out and say we're $100 billion further in debt. And so, seems more like they want a default than a deal.
It seems to me more like they want a default than a deal. I know that's a political jibe. Maybe the president can change at least the atmosphere for these negotiations by actually rescheduling his trip to Asia. One thing that he can't reschedule is the looming presidential election, where some of the news actually is being made by Mike Pence, who is planning to launch a very different campaign than most people do. There's also two Republican subcommittee chairs on the House Homeland Security Committee that are holding a joint hearing about American law enforcement. Why are so many cops leaving the ranks? And what do we do to recruit more of them? We'll talk about that and much more with George Will coming up in a little while here on The MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On U.S. obligations would produce an economic and financial catastrophe. Millions of Americans could lose their jobs, and it would spark a global downturn that would set us back much further.
That of course, is the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Janet Yellen, former head of the Federal Reserve. It is extraordinary what is going on in Washington right now, given the fact that as they were going into a meeting, the press couldn't even get together. Do we have any of that sound, Jeremy? Because it's just, it's chaotic to an extent that is not even typical of a chaotic and divided and dysfunctional Congress. Speaking of a chaotic, divided, and dysfunctional Congress, there's also an attempt now by Democrats, and it's extraordinary. Democrats led by Elizabeth Warren. Oh, okay, yeah, this is what it sounded like when they were trying to get some answers about where we stand in terms of the supposedly the assistance to a number of senators and congressmen have been meeting to try to figure out what are the terms of a potential compromise agreement. So the press was trying to find out something about that, and it sounded like this. Sound good? Meanwhile, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, Edward Markey, Democrat Massachusetts, Tina Smith, Democrat Minnesota, Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, Hank Johnson of Georgia, Cori Bush of Missouri, and Adam Schiff, remember him, of California. He's running for Senate. They all held a press conference for the Judiciary Act, which is honestly the most direct assault on the Supreme Court of the United States since 1937. It's a long time. 1937, yes, that's when President Roosevelt made the terrible mistake, and even that president, who was elected four times to be president of the United States, didn't get to serve much of his fourth term, but he was elected to it. Roosevelt had this court-packing idea because he didn't like the way the Supreme Court was ruling, so he thought, let's add a bunch of justices. The Judiciary Act that Ed Markey of Massachusetts held a press conference for this morning is designed to expand the U.S. Supreme Court. What does that mean? It means that it would go from having nine justices who have all been selected by various presidents, three of them selected by Democratic presidents, six of them selected by Republican presidents. But that's because of the people who were president at the time that those vacancies came into being. And all of these justices in the Supreme Court have been confirmed by the U.S. Senate with a majority vote of the U.S. Senate. Okay, so now they want to expand the court from nine justices to 13. They would add four new justices to set up a situation where it would be then seven Democratic appointees and six Republican appointees, because they're adding four seats to the Supreme Court. And it's not only that, but Senator Markey of Massachusetts, who is, by the way, the co-author with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of the Green New Deal, this extremely liberal senator from Massachusetts also wants a particular justice to resign to give Joe Biden more than just the four new appointments. Listen, this is clip 11.
Justice Thomas should resign from the Supreme Court of the United States. We have to remind him that we have a system of constitutional checks and balances, not checks for balances. That is what we must now fight to ensure happens in our country. The court has put all these rights of all Americans, but especially those of people of color, women, immigrants, and LGBTQ rural and low-income communities at risk. But when something is broken, we don't just agonize, we organize. We don't have the luxury of waiting to see if the court will issue radical partisan rulings that shift the foundations of freedom under our feet. We now know it will happen. It's only a question of when and who the court is going to target next.
Okay, the idea that the court has looking for targets, this is, of course, a remarkably diverse court, which now has, what is it? It has four female justices, I think four is correct, as Kagan and Sotomayor, and the new Comey. And they also have Ketanji Brown Jackson, and that's I mean the idea that they are looking to target various groups of people to see which rights they can take away. With all of this going on, there's also a certain amount of hysteria that is trying to be combined. Now, I think it's interesting, most of the coverage about this particular story has been from the British press, from the Daily Mail. But they're very upset about the white supremacy group Patriot Front March on Washington, D.C. And the pictures, the way they're taken, with people wearing a uniform of khaki pants and blue shirts and then white masks covering faces, so like you're the invisible man, so you won't be recognized, sounds like, whoa, what's happening? Except, guess what? There were a total of, they estimate, 200 people. This is not January 6th all over again. It sounded like this. It clipped. Okay, we will get to that, but I don't know if George Will was there to see the Patriot Front march. What's fascinating to me is what's going on in this country, because the people with the Patriot Front just previously had confronted what is claimed to be the biggest gathering of Satanists in history. They had SatanCon in Boston. And how did that confrontation go with the Patriot Front? Well, we will get to that. First up, we have George Will on Third Parties and the American Future. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. Republicans continue to press for a debt ceiling hike that's tied to a lot of cuts in non-military spending. President Biden says there will be no linking the debt ceiling and budget cuts. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, Sam Altman, says yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI.
If this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Alpin says there does need to be sound regulation to keep AI development in check, but not stifle innovation. North Carolina state lawmakers will decide whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper says the GOP supermajorities in both bodies, just one vote. Rich Johnson, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a great honor and privilege to welcome back to the show George Will, who has been writing a twice weekly column on politics and domestic and foreign affairs with the Washington Post since 1974, when the earth cooled. And George, I hope you don't mind just thinking about 1974. We were coming up to going through the Watergate crisis and coming up to the presidential election of 1976, the centennial election. And that election was a contest between two men, whatever you want to say about them. They were both men of character. Gerald Ford, the incumbent president in 1976, and Jimmy Carter. Both had very long lives, distinguished careers. Do you notice a downward spiral in terms of the character that we accept and look toward with our presidential contenders since, let's say, 1976?
Something epical changed in October 2016 with the Access Hollywood tape, when we officially buried the pretense, and I'm afraid that's what it turned out to be, that character really mattered tremendously to the American people. They heard Mr. Trump, they heard his, they saw his character, and elected him. Then they watched him govern for 4 years and increased the vote for him. He lost, but he got more votes in 2020 than in 2016. So you can say there's a kind of hinge in our history with the Access Hollywood tape, but I think we've seen increasingly presidential politics become purely a personal entrepreneurial enterprise. A candidate identifies himself, raises his money, gets his staff. Parties have very little to do with awarding the nominations anymore. They simply provide the frame for entrepreneurial competition. and I don't think we're getting the best. Of course, this is a timeless complaint. Why in a nation now of 332 million people are we facing a rerun between two retreads who were both been president and disliked by a majority through most of their presidencies? That's an astonishing failure of the political market to supply what people are actually demanding.
You raised the question in a recent column about Joe Manchin running perhaps as a no-labels candidate or as a third-party candidate and shaking up that stagnant party duopoly, as you call it. Is that a real possibility?
It's a possibility. It's not yet a probability. But here are the two considerations. One is the Republicans have a very strong candidate against him if he runs for re-election to the Senate this year. That would be Governor Justice, who's wealthy and popular, as governor of West Virginia. Now, I talked at length with Senator Manchin, who believes he can win anyway. That will require an enormous number of West Virginians to split their tickets, because Donald Trump carried West Virginia in 2020 by 39 points. In 2018, in that state, which is deep crimson now, it's not just red, Manchin won by only 3 points. So it would require an enormous amount of tickets, but he says, I don't know whether he believes it, but he says he can do that. But he might say, look, do I really want to be 1% of the Senate? Can you persuade me that I have a real chance to find in the middle enough independent voters, people disgusted with both parties, to get to 270 electoral votes? There is a group with which Manchin has been, I won't say associated, but he's been supportive of it, called No Labels, that is working to secure by the end of this year, as before 2024 even starts, a place on the ballots for the an unnamed presidential candidate in 30 states. If they can get to a critical number of states, 35, 36, whatever it is, where they could, if they carry those states, they get 270 electoral votes, then I think they will go looking for a candidate. And one place they will look is with Senator Manchin.
And the idea of no labels is that they would have, if Senator Manchin is their candidate for president, then they would need a Republican as the candidate for vice president. Anyone?
That's correct. I should stress that no labels is doing this as what it calls an insurance policy, in case both parties nominate a president with on the part of Mr. Biden, who a majority of Americans say is not mentally acute enough to be president, and Donald Trump, that most Americans dislike. Now, No Labels says we want an insurance policy in case that happens. We, No Labels, hope it doesn't happen. And if either party produces someone better, we will be glad to recede and get out of the picture. But they're prepared to be prepared, as it were.
It's interesting when you look back at Ross Perot, who got almost 19% of the popular vote when he ran back in 1992, and he didn't win a single electoral vote. Which are the states that a Joe Manchin independent campaign could actually win?
Well, that's the question that would be required of polling at the time, but I should think there would be states in New England, states in the middle border, Maryland, for example. Now, I know Maryland's a very Democratic state, but Democrats are not enthusiastic about Mr. Biden. So you'd have to look at it at the time. It would be really like drawing an inside straight in poker. There'd be no question, it'd be risky, and would require everything breaking right. And it's the only thing you do is if everything has started to break wrong, that is setting up a rerun of 2020.
Yeah. rerun of 2020 does not appear to thrill the American public, nor is the American public thrilled by the debt ceiling crisis. Do you believe that this is being, that the dangers of an American default and not raising the debt ceiling are being exaggerated?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that the people doing the exaggerating believe it. Joe Biden says two things. A default would be the most horrific thing imaginable, except for me having to negotiate over a proposal that comes from one half of Congress. The House of Representatives has passed an extremely mild, very modest spending reduction bill. The heart of it is to go back in discretionary spending, and by the way, that's about 17% of the federal budget, to take this tiny portion of the federal budget, go back all the way back to last year's spending levels, 2022, and thereafter increase spending, not cut it, increase spending at 1% a year. Now, if that is extreme, and Mr. Biden these days says everyone who opposes him is extremist, if that's extreme, what would moderation be? So it seems to me that a tribute to Speaker McCarthy, because he has he's got a very fractious caucus in the House. He got them to agree on a measure and pass it. And now the ball is in Mr. Biden's court. Now, Mr. Biden knows, because he's been on both sides of these things, that presidents usually win in these standoffs. The president, he doesn't control the media. He doesn't need to control the media. The media is on his side. Nevertheless, it does seem to me that McCarthy has given himself the maximum strong hand. And I think Biden is risking looking foolish if he says the world is going to end if we have a default. But I won't budge on the default. I'd rather have the world end than have a 1% growth of federal spending.
Let's try to prevent the world from ending, which we're well armed with that with George Will. We will be right back. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, a great honor to be speaking with the one and only George Will, the most distinguished and influential conservative columnist in American history, and certainly today. We were talking about, just earlier, George, we were talking about the fact that most Americans tell pollsters very clearly, we don't want a Groundhog Day election. We don't want another duopoly, another binary choice between Trump and Biden. We want something different. And answering the call, two Democratic operatives named Doug Schoen, who's been a guest on the show, and Andrew Stein have a big piece in the Wall Street Journal. Headline, if Biden bows out, how about Michelle Obama? So how about it, George?
Well, first of all, it does seem to me that politics is not an amateur business. It's a learned profession. And we'd like to have someone as president who's been in governance, preferably as a governor. Executive experience, I think the being a senator is a terrible training to be an executive, a president. I have half in jest, but only half in jest, proposed an amendment to the Constitution that says no one shall be eligible to be president if they are or ever have been a senator. Now, if the Senate's a bad place, the East Wing of the White House, where the First Ladies hang out, is really not a plausible incubator of presidents. All that she has to be said for, I'm sure she's intelligent and all of that, all that she has to say for is she's famous and has great name recognition. Now, if that's where you start and end in seeking a presidential candidate, you're going to wind up with some pretty unsatisfactory presidents.
The other thing that people would point out is that her autobiography is, I believe, still the top-selling autobiography in American history. She has another book, The Light We Carry, an inspirational book that is up there with The Power of Positive Thinking in terms of record sales. She certainly has a following.
No question she has a following. Mr. Trump had a following because of his reality television. Having a following is not good enough. The question is a following for what? I don't know where Michelle Obama stands on textualism against originalism, judicial restraint as opposed to judicial activism, wealth taxes. I mean, there are actually what we used to call issues involved in politics. And we would sort of quiz our candidates to see where they stand on them. Does anyone know, does anyone care where Michelle Obama stands on these things?
Well, again, people should, if she is going to be seriously considered as an alternative to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, one must say. What about this morning, Senator Markey and Senator Warren of Massachusetts, aided by Gerald Nadler of the House and Adam Schiff of the House, they introduced the judiciary bill, which would add 4 seats to the Supreme Court. I mean, it's court packing of an extreme nature. Your response to that reform, as it's called, of our judicial system?
Well, it's a way to treat the Supreme Court as what Warren and the others say they deplore, that is, to turn it into a legislature. Just enlarge it, put your people in there, and wait till the Republicans come along and enlarge it again. There's no quicker, no surer way to delegitimize the court. But that, I think, is what people like Elizabeth Warren want to do. They want to drain the Supreme Court of its prestige. They know that, in Hamilton's phrase, the Supreme Court is, the judiciary is the least dangerous branch because it has neither the sword nor the purse. It relies entirely on its prestige. The Supreme Court, as we know it, has been living off the prestige it acquired in 1954 with the Brown versus Board of Education decision. And the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, now that they don't control the court as they used to, they want to delegitimize it, and that's one way to do it. But remember this. When, right after the 2020 election, I had to write a column saying, oh, God, here's the reasons against statehood for the District of Columbia. Here are the reasons against expanding the Supreme Court. But none of those things have come to pass, nor will they, until the Senate rules are changed to end the filibuster. You might interest you. I said, look, the people who want to turn the District of Columbia into a state should understand that the District of Columbia is only 18% larger than the Denver airport. Now, does that sound like a state to you? I mean, we have to think about these things. But it seems to me the progressive agenda is now mere gesture. We're not going to back the Supreme Court. We're not going to make the District of Columbia a state, which, by the way, would require a constitutional amendment because of the provision for the electoral votes. So anyway, not going to happen.
Well, one thing that has happened to reform America, and we were talking during the break, it's one of the things that's good news for our country, is the fundamental reforms with the way Major League Baseball is played. That's important to you. And it's a triumph, isn't it?
It is. Baseball said, look, we have a problem. The customers are not happy. The customers are staying away. The customers say there are not enough balls in play. There's not enough action. It moves too slowly. So they said, good, pitch clock. Get rid of the shifts. So that two players on each side of second base with their spikes in the dirt as the ball is delivered. Lo and behold, people obey the new rules. And people said, well, gee, I like traditional baseball. This is traditional baseball. This is baseball as it was played for 100 years. 2.5-hour games at the most. I was at a game the other day in Washington, Washington Nationals game, an hour and 58 minutes. That didn't used to be considered one of the wonders of the world.
Wow. And again, it's a remarkable and exciting season with all kinds of, I think everybody in the American League East has a winning record, which is hard to believe, but look, it's all extraordinary. In terms of the most likely nominee for the Republican Party, your Republican Party, do you believe it will be Donald Trump again?
Remember, I'm an ex-Republican. I left these fellows 7 years ago, right before Mr. Trump was nominated. I still do not think he's going to be the nominee. I still think political markets work. I still think that the obvious is obvious, and the obvious is that people don't want that. Beyond that, I must say Mr. DeSantis has been stumbling recently, not fatally, but indicatively. He's raised alarms with his signing the 6-week abortion ban. He raised other alarms by describing Putin's war to extinguish the existence of the nation Ukraine as a territorial dispute. So I think people are open. It's just too soon to say, this far from, my gosh, we're 8 months from the Iowa caucuses. It's too soon to say that the Nikki Haley's, Tim Scott's, can't catch on. Sununu of New Hampshire might step in. Not inconceivable, Youngkin of Virginia could step in. Chris Christie, I think, is spoiling for a fight, and I'd expect him to get in. So let's wait till we at least know the roster of the candidates.
And again, we don't. You're not enamored of Vivek Ramaswamy, I take it.
Well, I'm not unenamored. I mean, I'm for a guy with ideas and passion, and he's got both. I expect to have lunch with him soon, and I'll get back to you.
Terrific. I look forward to it. George Will, the most recent columns, all of which are gems, are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. There you can read about George Will's lonely jihad against genes and other issues. George Will has received the Pulitzer Prize for commentary in 1977. He's also, his latest book, American Happiness and Discontents, was released in September 2021. And also, The Conservative Sensibility, still a hugely important book, released back in 2019. Coming up on The Medved Show, Mike Pence is getting ready to jump in. And what would be the basis for his campaign? And who are some of his surprise endorsers? We will get to that and to more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.